Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm and sunny day across much of Israel, with clear skies expected in Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem is also enjoying pleasant weather, perfect for outdoor activities. Meanwhile, Ai Lut remains bright with a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, the United States has carried out strikes against Iran, revoking an oil sanctions waiver. This follows Iranian attacks on tankers in the Strait of Hormuz, according to the Times of Israel. Also, earlier today, the U.S. Central Command reported that these strikes were a response to Iran's aggression, which they described as unwarranted and dangerous. This was reported by JNS. Also this hour, from Ynet, tensions between Israel and Jordan are escalating over a water agreement. Critics say Israel is using water as a political tool, despite Jordan's cooperation in regional security. Separately, in earlier reporting, the Islamic Republic of Iran has threatened a decisive response following the U.S. military action. And finally, in related news, Iran's air defenses, missiles, and drones were among the targets in the U.S. strikes, as reported earlier today. From X, the latest. AMK Mapping, a conflict monitoring account, reported just minutes ago that sirens and explosions are being heard in Bahrain. This suggests an Iranian retaliatory attack might be underway. Writing on X just now, Quanta Ahmed noted that China, Russia, and Iran are working together to destabilize the Middle East. She urged Saudi Arabia to take a stronger stance in defending the region. Earlier today, Al Arabiya English highlighted a debate on whether claims of anti-Semitism will affect perceptions of Israel's actions in Gaza. They reported that opinions are divided on this sensitive issue. Let's go deeper. Starting with the U.S. strikes on Iran, Times of Israel reveals that these powerful strikes targeted Iran's air defenses, missiles, and drones. This military response comes after Iranian forces attacked ships in the strategically critical Strait of Hormuz. The strikes aim to deter further aggression and reaffirm U.S. commitment to regional security. This escalation could heighten tensions in an already volatile region. Turning to the Israel-Jordan water dispute, Ynet reports that the disagreement centers around an additional water supply agreement. Critics argue that Israel is leveraging water as a political bargaining chip. Despite Jordan's role in intercepting threats from Iran, the dispute could strain the delicate relationship between the two nations, impacting future cooperation on security and resource management. Meanwhile, CENTCOM described Iran's actions as a clear violation of the ceasefire. JNS highlights the U.S.'s perspective that Iran's aggression was both dangerous and unwarranted. The U.S.'s assertive military response underscores its stance against violations of international norms, which could influence diplomatic relations with other regional players. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that defense technology companies are rapidly becoming prominent tenants in Israel's office towers. From Tel Aviv to Haifa, these firms are reshaping a market that was once dominated by software startups. Separately, Globes reports that REE, an Israeli auto tech company, has delisted from Nasdaq, seeking a stay of proceedings. The company's market cap has plummeted dramatically from $3.1 billion to just $6 million, highlighting significant financial challenges. And finally, Israel Hayom Business examined the most cost-effective ways to travel to Ben-Gurion Airport. They concluded that rethinking transportation options could save families money, potentially influencing travel habits for many Israelis. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 6 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.